Okay, good evening. Very good. Thank you. So we'd like to begin learning Bez Hashem Hilchos Sukkah. And like to be able to hope to cover a lot of dinim in the building of a sukkah and dinim of the hopefully also mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So the first thing to start with is that is the halacha when one builds a sukkah. So what does one have to have in mind? I mean, we know by many times if you make a chefs shel mitzvah, you have to make it lishma in order to be kosher. It has to be done lishma. But by sukkah, the halacha says that that's not necessary. It's based on the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Ches, but it's brought here in halacha in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Hey, the very first, the Sif Aleph. There's only one Sif Tav Reish Lamed Hey. It says sukkah, afal pi shelo nasis l'shem mitzvah, even if it's not made l'shem mitzvah of the yeshiva sukkah, k'shera, it's still kosher. But what is necessary and required is that it be made l'shem tzeil. In other words, it can't be a place that was made for stam, a permanent home, or that was made for a storage unit. It has to be that it was made, meaning that it was covered with schach. Obviously, there are dinim in what qualifies as schach. But whatever it is, whatever you're putting up there that's kosher, still has to be put l'shem tzeil, to provide tzeil. That is the definition of a sukkah, something that has the proper dimensions and that the Chazal give, that's made l'shem tzeil. And the Gemara says, based on the Gemara, kagon sukkahs goyim, nashim, behema, kusiyim, etc., etc. These are examples of sukkahs that were made for example, for goyim to use it for tzeil or to provide tzeil for other people, not for a mitzvah, for nashim or in chayiv in the mitzvah, was just to provide tzeil for them, behem, akusim, etc., etc. And the mechaber continues, that was sukkah shenasas mei leha, or but if sukkah just came about on its own, psulo, fishlo nasas tzeil. Okay, so it has to be l'shem tzeil, not l'shem mitzvah. So the question is, okay, so then does that mean that when I'm building my sukkah, no, I have to be mechaven, or maybe I even have to say hinni osa damazel shem tzeil? Normally when you do a mitzvah, which is lishma, you have to at least think lishma, different things in tzitzis and in tefillin and writing a sefer Torah and in, you know, many other things have to be done. It has to be made lishma. So and the chetchila, we speak it out. So that's the question here. Then are we saying that by a sukkah that's the din of a sukkah? That's the requirement of a sukkah that it be specifically the shame tzeil. So the Rav Poskim that say like that. The Rav Poskim that say that Davka should say or at least think that that's the shame tzeil. They bring a. The Sefer Pesukei Teshuva brings from the Gaon Rabbi Chizkiah Abramsky's Zatzal that he says when you put down the schach, you should say that you're doing it l'shem tzeil. However,
not l'shem mitzvah or l'shem sukkah,
l'shem tzeil. Right. However, others say that it's not necessary. It's not necessary to say it, or even necessarily to think it. It's just that's the idea. If you're creating a sukkah for the mitzvah, even if you don't know this din of tzeil, but you know that you're doing it the same mitzvah, that you wanted this to qualify for the mitzvah, so then that's fine. We're being taught that if it's l'shem tzeil, that's good enough. You know, it doesn't have to be l'shma l'shem mitzvah. You can find a sukkah that a guy made for his own comfort. He made himself a hut in his backyard, so they can go out there during the summer and sit there and enjoy the fresh air, but not have to sit in the sun. And he used things which are kosher v'schach, etc. So it's good. He made the right dimension, this and that. So you can, and you bought the house from him, and you have this structure sitting in the back. He doesn't know the first thing about sukkah, about mitzvah sukkah. That's not why he made it, but it has the right dimensions, the schach, and the right materials. And he did it for sale, so it's kosher. That's the din. But if avad, if you put up your sukkah to be b'kayim the mitzvah, building a sukkah for shal mitzvah, so then that's fine as well. So okay, so I guess you can cover all the bases by as you're building your sukkah, to think that I'm building it. When I say building, the ikar is the schach, right? The walls is irrelevant, what the walls are up for. But putting down the schach, so I'm putting it down to provide sale for a sukkah shal mitzvah. If you think it out that way, then you really covered your basis. I saw just in the Kovitz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says, Sukkah shenaseh shelo l'shem mitzvah k'sher v'ad shnei esu l'shem tzeil, like we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, she'ein din kavon l'shem mitzvah b'si sukkah, u'memeila afilu l'chatchila ain't tzarech l'chavim l'si l'shem sukkah. And then he says, but even asiyah l'shem tzeil ainu inyu l'kavonis mitzvah klal, v'lachayin afagav d'kayim l'an l'in kavonis mitzvah sheish l'hozi b'piv. By a mitzvah, you are l'chatchila supposed to articulate it, that's shem mitzvah, shows l'shem mitzvah, but kavon l'shem tzeil ain't inyu l'asis kein. He says that there's Bechal no inyan to say I'm doing a l'shem sale, because that's just the kavan, that just defines what is a sukkah, what's a kasher sukkah. Just like you don't have to speak out, let's say one of the dinim of the schach is that it's gedulei karka, so you have to speak out gedulei karka. You don't have to say, you don't have to label it. You take something that's gedulei karka and meets the other requirements, and it's kasher v'schach. It doesn't have to be articulated or label. So l'shem tzeil is the label. It's not a kavod l'shem mitzvah. It's the mitzias of a sukkah. That's the definition of what a sukkah.
What's the difference between a sukkah? Why don't you have to say openly that
you've
written for the
mitzvah? So you want to know why now, like a time of the krah. Why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu require that it should be? Maybe the idea is that the whole concept of a sukkah is that it should be, it's your natural way of living during the whole year round. You live in a more sturdy diras keva, and sukkahs you live in a diras arai. But that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants you. The ik is you leave your diras keva and you go into a more makeshift type of diras. Now, about there are halachas in it. It's not just everybody use your own imagination to make something, arai. Avada, there are very specific halachas. But the ikar is not a chefzah shal mitzvah so much in that the main thing is that it's just that you're switching gedira. It's almost like what I'm not doing. I'm not staying in the security of my home. I'm showing Kadosh Baruch Hu that I'm in your hands. I'm relying on your shmira more than anything else. And agav, so I have to be in something. So this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu picked, but it's not. I don't know, maybe like there's less specific dinim to it. Like, by the way, dinim, but almost tefillin. Tefillin is a chiddush. Tefillin, before the Torah gave us the tefillin, there's nothing that exists like it. It's pure mitzvah object, or tzitzis, or sefer Torah. A sukkah is a dwelling place. Everybody has to dwell somewhere. It's a dwelling place that the Torah says, okay, in sukkahs, the dwelling place can't have a permanent type of roof, and it can't be, it must be at least a certain dimension that it's chroy l'dira, and it has to, this and that. Those are, but at the end of the day, you just have to build a dira. That's what I want. That's what Hashem wants, was a dira, which meets those qualifications. But a dira is a davar shechol. I mean, Lamai said, maybe it's part of your question, but Lamai, after sukkahs, it doesn't maintain any status. Okay, you're not supposed to treat it a bizarion, right? You're supposed to throw it in the garbage if you don't need it anymore because it was used for a mitzvah, so it gets some kedusha, but it's not inherently a chefzah shemit, or certainly before sukkahs. When you build your sukkah for the first time, before sukkahs, it is not, until sukkahs comes, it has no status, right? You can if you decide before sukkahs, I don't want to use it, you could just like take it apart, throw it in the garbage, and nothing. It's not the whole idea is just making a certain type of adira. So it's rather than it's not a yesh miyayin mitzvah zach, which is it's almost like a mundane thing. Do a mitzvah with a mundane thing. Maybe that's I don't know. Maybe. Once again?
It's more about being a mitzvah of time more than being a mitzvah of...
Right, and well, I'm not just saying so much time, but the mitzvah is to how you live your life. Just the mitzvah is that do your mundane and your natural tzarchei chayim, eating and sleeping, do it in this manner. Do it in... So it's everybody has to eat, everybody has to sleep. So the Torah said, okay, do it this way. Rather than do it in a thing that meets these qualifications, rather than doing it in something that meets the qualifications for, that you gave the contractor when he built your house. So, maybe that's the idea. Okay, so that's in terms of the come on of now. Now the question is, so who could build a sukkah? Or are there requirements in who could make it? Now, what we said, we just saw, we have the Gemara says in this Baruch Shalom that sukkahs, the famous, phrase, sukkahs ganbach. Ganbach, that's goyim, nashim, behemah, kutim. Sukkahs ganbach is kosher. That means it was made by a guy, right? Made by a woman. It's not chayav the mitzvah. Gemara says mefarish it's kosher. So it would seem that it seems pretty clear that the mashal, a guy could make your sukkah and even put on the schach. That's what it would seem. But we'll see in a minute if that it's not so pashut. What about a katan? So the poskim say no. A katan should not make the sukkah. A katan should not make the sukkah. Certainly one who's less than 13, and many are makbid that not only he has to be 13, but he also has to show siman gadlus. We know that when it comes to other mitzvahs, when a boy turns 13, he's only a suffik gadol if we don't know that he has simani gadlus, shtei saros ba'osamakom. If we don't know, so then it's only a suffik if he's really a gadol chayv mitzvus yet. Once he has a lot of facial hair, so then that's a simon that he has at least shtei saros ba'osamakom, and he's kosher. But before that, and many 13-year-olds don't have a lot of facial hair, and nowadays we don't check for Cyrus Basamakov. So we only, there's a chazaka that a 13-year-old has two Cyrus. And therefore when it comes, but that chazaka we only rely on for the Rabbanans. So when it comes to letting him lay, most Kriyas HaTorah, or letting him daven for the Amud, we rely on a 13-year-old because it's the Rabbanan. But things that are derived, so we don't. For example, that's why when it comes to laying of Parsha Zachar, if a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah Parsha Zachar, many shuls will not allow him to lay in Parsha Zachar, because Parsha Zachar very well might be a chiyuv d'oraisa to lay. And for that, we don't rely on the chazaka that this boy is a gadol. Or to make kiddush Friday night for other people. Say his father's away from home, and the mother's home. The mother's chayiv in kiddush, min ha-Torah, and she has a 13-year-old son at home. So we tell him, no, the 13-year-old, it could be even 14 or maybe 15. I mean, till he has a reboy of Cyrus Hapadam, till he has a accumulation of facial hair, then we don't assume that we can't assume legavi yadin deraisa that he's a gadol. So when it comes to a sukkah, many poskim say that sukkah is deraisa, and you need, even if it only be a shame sale, but it has to be, it can't come on its own, it can't be made on its own. And if a cotton does it, so then maybe it's not, that could be perhaps possibly considered that it's not better than it was Nasame Elov. And so the Prima Gadim is so much that it's enough that he's 13. But as I said, there are others that are machmer.
Why is it being made by a cotton any worse than the guy?
Because a cotton, it doesn't have ainbo maisa, we say. His maisa doesn't have a chalos. We do need a maisa of building of a sukkah being built. It doesn't have the shem mitzvah, but it has to be the shem tzel. We said that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, that if it came mei elav, it's possible, right? Avol sukkah shenasa mei elav psula, fishal nasas letzel. So a katan, a guy can do that. A guy can do that, but a katan, he doesn't have das to. His maisa is like a maisa kof balma. Okay, now, but getting back, but a guy or a woman who do have, a woman, an adult woman, they do have das, so l'charit should be good, and l'charit z'meforish gemara is good. But there is a tosis in Gittin, and daf mem hei on advais, there's a tosis that says, he's going on the Gemara. Gemara Gittin says that that the only one who could write tefillin is someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah. It says here, Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah shekasvan masur ovikachavim the eved isha v'katan v'kuti v'yisrael mumar. Whole list of people, including a woman or a non-Jew, even some women, psulin, the apostle, shenemar, ksharetem uchesavtem. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, whoever is chayiv in the midst of kshira, of wearing tefillin, tying the tefillin on, yeshna b'ksiva. V'chol she'enu b'kshira, enu b'ksiva. Anyone is not chayiv in the midst of tying on the tefillin, is not chayiv in the midst of writing tefillin. So, on Tosis here, Dibur Maschel Kol Sheyeshno says, Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein Isha Ogedis Lulav, that a woman can't tie the knots of a lulav, can't tie the hadassim and aravos onto a lulav, which we pass in that you know, lulav ain't a tzricha eged lahalachi, it's not ma'akev, it's not necessary to be tied on, but as a hider mitzvah should be tied on, there are deus that it needs to be tied on. But va'osa tzitzis, a woman can't make tzitzis, kiven to lo mifkado, because she's not chayiv in these mitzvahs. So a woman can't do these mitzvahs. She's not, just like it says, kol she'enu b'kshira, enu b'ksiva, so anyone who's not in the mitzvah of ulekachtam l'chem b'yom harishon is not in the mitzvah of igud lulav, or anyone who's not in the mitzvah of tzitzis is not included in those who can make tzitzis, v'asu l'chem tzitzis. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says, and those are v'ein nira. He says, no, I don't think it's right, because the Gemara makes a special drasha elsewhere that a goy is pashal by tzitzis. Mashma, not because of this rule. And mechal de isha k'shera. A goy is pashal because a special drasha has to be b'nei Yisrael. And then he says, v'amrina nami, I'll bring you another rice, says Tosis at his kosher. V'amrina nami sukkas ganbach k'shera. Perakat mesukah. He says in Daf Chesen sukkas ganbach is a goy, nashim, behema, kudim is k'shera. So it's a Da'av Kibis, it's a special din in Sefer Torah Tfil Mezuzas. K'shartim u'chasavtim is just over here, but it doesn't apply all over. So Tosis, one of his rayas against Rabbeinu Tam is because it says, Sukkas Ganbach K'sharshim. That means Tosis, whoever Tosis is, whoever the Baal Tosis is, was assuming that Rabbeinu Tam would say, a woman can't make a sukkah either. The only cases Rabbeinu Tam mentioned, Mikan Rabbeinu Tam, where Tosis mentions them, was Lulav and Tzitzis. But Tosis is asking, now that can't be, because it says that a woman's kosher to make a sukkah, meaning, and he's assuming according to your Rabbeinu Tam, just like she can't make a man tzitzis and can't tie a lulav, she can't make a sukkah, she's not chayim in sukkah either. So she's not chayim in sukkah, she can't make a sukkah. And that can't be because of the first Gemara, right? So that seems like a bomb kasha, right? So maybe you could answer, well, in Hanami, Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't say sukkah. He doesn't mean sukkah. Why is sukkah taka different? Well, maybe it's different goof because it doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah. It only has to be l'shem tzeil. So maybe, right? Maybe that's why. Maybe that's where Rabbeinu Tam himself would agree. He didn't say it by sukkah. He said it by lulav, and which is you know l'shem mitzvah. There's no tzeil and no tzitzis. That's where he said it. But sukkah, he'd agree. And you know, saying that Tosis, who was asking Rabbeinu Tam, but like you know, kilu Tosis, you know, misunderstood, whatever, however you want to say it. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the first chelik of Shabbat, the beginning of our Chaim, Simon Yudal and Hilchos Tzitzis, the Magen Avraham says that lechatchil you shouldn't have a woman or a guy do things like making tzitzis or lulav or building a sukkah. The Magen Avraham said, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that you shouldn't have a guy build a sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Lecha there, and Simon Yudal says you shouldn't. So, gosh, this way. How could that be? So, first Gemara, Sukkah's Ganbach Kasha. So, everybody's bothered about this Kasha. Reb Moshe has a tshuva about this, and this came out after you know a lot of the other Achronim were there. It's one of the later Chalakim, in Nikris Moshe, in Orechaim Hey, Simin Mem Oz Gimel, where he says, for sure, Rebbeinu Tam holds his mutter. It's impossible. He goes not like it's from the Magen Avraham. It's impossible. Rabbeinu Tam meant that by sukkah. The Vadi Rabbeinu Tam would agree it's kosher by sukkah. But what some want to say is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, sukkah is ganbach is kosher davka if it's l'shem tzeil. If they made a sukkah, guy made a sukkah for tzeil. Okay, that's a sukkah. That's what the Eibishter said. Oh, that's exactly what I want the Jews to use during Sukkot. So if you'd be willing to give that over to a Jewish person, he could use it and become his mitzvah. But if a guy makes it, no, he didn't make it l'shem. He made it l'shem. If you hire a guy to build your sukkah, not building l'shem, say yes, well, tell me what to do, Rabbi, and he tells you, you know, you tell him what to do, and he does it for, you know, for the holiday. Oh, that's no good. That's right. That's no good. The shame sale that David should said you could use, but if it's he didn't make it the shame sale, he made it the shame mitzvah. So if a Jew makes it the shame mitzvah, so there it's nichal in the shame mitzvah. He wants it to be whatever is needed for the mitzvah. It means that it's just so that's good. But a guy is he doesn't have that, you know, that type of kavanah that type of you know ability to create it. And for the guy, if it's not l'shem, if it's not l'shem tzel, if it's l'shem mitzvah, it's no good. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Okay, so I'll call upon him. There's a lot of rain on this. A lot of achronim talk about. Let me just see. I wanted to pick out one or two things here. The machmirim. I wrote after all the raid back and forth, the Magen Avraham, this Magen Avraham, since Simon Yudal, Sifka, and Gimel's Machmir, the Bikur Yaakov. The same Bikur Yaakov was written by the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener was the Yaakov Etlinger, the Binyan Siyan, one of the great achronim from the very early 1800s. I think it's very early, certainly 1800s. He wrote the Sefer Aruch Lener on a number of Mesechtas and Shas, and he was an Adam Gadol Ma'od, and one of the Gedolei Ador of his time. So he has. On Sukkah, he has besides his Perush on the Masechta, he has his Aruch Lener is only on like seven Masechtas or so. But on Sukkah, he has afterwards he has Chidushim on the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah, you know, like a Mishnah Berurah style. And the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see if you learn it, he quotes it extensively. You learn Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Sukkah, he quotes the Bikur Yaakov extensively. So the Bikur Yaakov and Siman Tafri Shlam and Hay Sukkah and Beis goes to the Smug and Avram. By the way, also just a glimpse at who, you know, the godless of who he was, the Bikur Yaakov. After in the Sefer Bikur Yaakov, there's another section at the end called Tosfos Bikurim, where he brings down Ha'aris, different gedolim who wrote Ha'aris on what he wrote, and he responds to them. And a number of them are from a Rabbi Kiveger. I mean, Rabbi Kiveger, you know, felt it was chashuv enough Sefer to write Ha'aris on it, to write to the Machaber where he disagreed or whatever. And I'm sure he didn't do that by, you know, just any Sefer. So that was a very chashuv Sefer. So he passes like this. He wrote the Chaim Bechazanish and the Sipra. They both machma like this. The Chaim Pashas the Bir Alacha Simin Yudalit Sif Aleph the Ramatzchal Lahatzrich. And they wrote Pashas the Magen Avram. Okay. Okay. So Lamaisa mentioned the Ramoshes in the Tshuva says it's impossible. It can't be, and he's not makabel this any of these chalukim. And he says it's got to be a Rebbeinu Tam must have held its mutter. And they also bring one second. Yeah, they a lot bring the Sefer called Olas Yitzchak. Tshuva's Olas Yitzchak, where he's misstopping about this too. Is there chilek between if the guy did the Shein Tzel Shein Mitzvah? But he says. But if the kivin delo ba'inin sheyaschach nasa l'shma rak l'shem tzel, so im osin nachri ayidei amiras Yisrael gam kem shera kivin shal yidei gramas Yisrael nasa. The guy becomes like a meisakof ba'am. The guy's like becomes like a machine. He's doing whatever you want. You tell him you want l'shem whatever you have in mind. That's his meisah. It's like he's just like the poel. It's not like the wind do it. You know, it's even brought. The Rishon Zalman Reibach says, if you see the wind, a big wind coming all of a sudden and about to blow a haystack onto the top of your sukkah and you're mechavan l'shem tzel, that's also good. That's not called nasas me'aleh. Nasas me'aleh means it's if it's nasas me'aleh, you just walk out there and it happened on its own. But if you see it happening, you see the stuff flying through the air and you look, hey, it looks like it might land on my sukkah and you're mechavan, oh, I want l'shem tzel. He says that's kosher. So a guy also then, l'char would be kosher. I activated the guy to do it. He's following my instructions and he's doing what I want. And so the bottom line is that it's kedai to do it yourself. And anyway, even though those say it's kosher, I believe. Let me just one second. Let me quote you again from the Kovitz Halachas, which I have right here. What does he say in Perek? This is in Perek Aleph. Well, Perek Chaf Hey says, "Mutal chatchil asachei chaydei noshim." It's not like tzitzis. That's what it. The button is what he says on top. Chavav ain l'sachar chaydei katan. The katan ain l'machshava. Right? And even b'di'evit, he's tzarechi in if it be kasha. So katan, don't have a katan door. You know, so when your children are young, they want to build a sukkah, it's like they like to help it. I say, yep, okay, help. Hand me the post and give me. But don't let the katan do it. Then Chav Zayin Mutter Midina L'Sachach Haidigoy Yafil L'Chatchila Uvekahai Gavna Shahagoy Sichech B'Shvil Yisrael L'Shem Tzeil. Then Ein Tzarech L'Hadish B'Darv, you don't have to do anything. But Tzarech L'Lizar L'Tzavos L'Asos L'Shem Tzeil. Tell him L'Shem Tzeil Shem Einu Mitzavei L'Asos L'Shem Tzeil V'Hagoy Oser Rak L'Shem Chagam Shal Yisrael Lo Chash L'Shem Tzeil P'sulas. Or Shmuel Paskins, that if he does it for the mitzvah, that's not good. You tell him to do it. Tell him you want him to put up the schach l'shem tzeil. But then he says, anyway, al kapadim tov v'roi shelo laniach l'aklam sasi b'ni sukkah s'mesha. But then there's another inyan else, with all that we're saying, that a sukkah doesn't have to be, you know, chemsa shemitzah as much as everything else, and it's just a more, almost like a mundane thing that you use for mitzvah. L'maisa, this kedusha to sukkah, and if at all possible, a Jew should do it. Don't have a good. Now, if the guy builds the walls, I don't think, you know, that's a big concern at all. He probably even legavi the kedusha to sukkah. But the schach, do yourself. If at all possible, do it yourself. Do it yourself. And
you see all these gedolim. I think Reb Chaim would stay in the sukkah the whole yantar.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's the key of mitzvah. Yeah, but I'm sure Reb Chaim.
The kedusha.
Maybe it's part of Chassidus. No, the Gemara says, "Kishem shechal shem shemayim al hachag, kach shechal shem shemayim al sukkah." There is a kedusha to sukkah. So we can talk about that right away. Also. Okay, so there is an inyan to do it yourself. I'm sure Reb Chaim didn't let a guy put up his schach. I just saw a picture in I picked up moving the Reb Chaim Kanevsky book on Erev Shabbos to bring it for someone to read, you know, a biography before Shabbos. And I happened to open up. There's a picture. It shows Reb Chaim when he was a young man with a donkey and a cartload of schach, bringing schach for his father. It says Reb Chaim bringing schach to the stipler sukkah to put up. So.
Okay. Well, I put up enough of the schach to make it a kosher sukkah, I still wouldn't be allowed to allow a katan to put up one or two pieces if it's already made kosher.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. If it's kosher ready, and he's just, especially if he just, you know, there's not even a separate area. I mean, the area you already put enough schach, and he puts a little bit more. Yeah,
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking actually not that.
Well, if it's an area that if there's no schach there, it's not kosher yet. But is you say an area where it's kosher because it's
all the way
like two tvachim, at the end. Yeah, you could that won't take away from the kosher. Okay. Now the shaila is okay. So that's in terms of who builds the sukkah and what's the kavanah. When does a sukkah need to be built? Meaning, are there any restrictions as to how long before sukkahs it can be built or not? So in Tafresh Lamed Vav, Chaber's Tafresh Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, Sukkah Yeshana, Dahainu Shasa Kodim Sheikansu Shloshim Yom Shlotan Yachag, was made more than 30 days before Yontif, Kshera, Ubelvad Sheikhanish Badover, Ato Beguf Lashem Achag. But you have to, but you, not just the way it is, you have to be Machad or something. L'shem chag. That means he says afilu b'tefach al tefach sagi, either one square tefach of schach, put down, pick up, and put back down l'shem chag, or if it's al pnei kula, if it's the entire length or width of the sukkah, then even if it's just a kalshin, even less than a tefach, but it runs the entire length or width of the sukkah, that would be good. But even that, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifka Adal and Hainu lechatchilu l'mitzvah ba'alma. But if it was made l'shem tzeil, then it's me ikar edin is kasher, even if it's more than 30 days, l'shem tzeil, perfectly kasher. more than 30 days before, and l'shem tzel, there, it is kosher, but l'chatchila you should be mechadish something. If it's made by l'shem mitzvah, you made it for the mitzvah sukkah, then even more than 30 days, it's kosher l'chatchila, and you don't have to be mechadish anything. As you want to make your sukkah right now, today's ches, right? We're entering ches elul. Ches elul, it's more than 30 days before, but you want to put up your sukkah right now. So if you do it l'shem mitzvah, that's fine. Now, in fact, the lashon is that even mitchilas hashana, if you made it l'shem chag, the mechaber says v'masal l'shem chag afil mitchilas hashana k'shera below chiddush. Okay, now, okay, that's what the mechaber says. But
what's the idea? Why did you chadish something?
If it was l'shem tzel only?
Yeah.
So that's a gzeira. The Mishpura says in Dalit, so you shouldn't come to be matir even if it was made l'shem dira. It was made for, not for tzel. Because if it was made a while back, so maybe it gets blurry a little bit, forget exactly what it was. So you happen to know it was l'shem tzel, but someone says you're using this thing. This old thing that was put up, so once it's old, it's much easier to forget what the purpose is. And if you just be able to use it, you may come to use one that wasn't made for the right purpose. So it's almost like a protection. Within 30 days, I know for sure, I remember for sure. But it's more than 30 days old, I might be confusing. I might start making mistakes about whether it was really made l'shem tzel or not. But if it's done l'shem mitzvah, mamash made it for the mitzvah, then it's kosher. Now, however, this that it says afilu mitchilas hashana. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sifka and Zion brings a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is really located in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Ches. The Magen Avraham says that after, well, we know that a sukkah has kedusha, right? Like we just said, during the chag it has kedusha. Once the chag starts, once Yontif sets in, the sukkah becomes kadosh, and everything about the sukkah is huksa l'mitzvah, right? You're not allowed to take anything down and use it for something else. You can't take off a piece of schach and say, I have enough schach here, I want to I need a stick for somebody else in my house. You can't do that. You can't take off anything that was part of the sukkah. Or even the decorations, right? Everybody knows the famous dinner. Decorations are muksa. Muksa means the huksa l'shem mitzvah. They can't be used for anything else. So on Yom Tov, since the huksa l'shem mitzvah, so on Yom Tov they become mamish muksa, you can't move them. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to move them. There's no iser to move decorations, to touch and move them on Chol HaMoed, because there's no dinim of Isser Tiltal and Chol HaMoed. It's just their hooks of l'shem mitzvah. Even though in Chol HaMoed, you can't take off the sukkah and say, you know, I want to put it up in my house now. My child brought home a project to school and I used it to decorate the sukkah. Now we want to move it in the house. You can't do that during sukkahs. It's hooks of l'shem mitzvah, right? Hooks l'shem. But everybody knows that because it's chal shem shemaim on the sukkah. So the Magen Avraham says, but that becomes batel after sukkahs. After sukkahs, the kedusha is gone. And it's no longer, you can use it for whatever you want, right? Like I said before, you can't be mevaze it. There's a famous Chassam Sofer that he saw somebody, he saw a bacher, I think, walking on schach that was lying on the ground there, and he saw a bacher like just walking, and he didn't bother walking around it, or he just like walked right over it. It's after sukkahs. And he didn't want to accept him as yeshiva or something. He felt that it was a real psul, that it was a real, tying on the person. It was a shem mitzvah. You just walk on it. We treat it like a lulav or an esrog. After the chag, we just throw it in the garbage. It has kedusha. You don't have to put it into shemus, but you can't bring it with any bizayin. So, but the kedusha is gone. And there's no kedusha. You could use the boards for something else. You could use the decoration for something else. So just like the kedusha is off, so says the Mishnah Berurah. So the asiyah is also off. Meaning, if you have a sukkah that you made last year, before last sukkahs, since sukkahs passed, last sukkahs, the status went off, and now you have to renew it. If you want to use this for the sukkahs, you have to renew it. You have to do something to renew it. You have to, do a tefach al tefach, or to give it back the kedusha zechag. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. And it's based on the Magen Avraham. Right, the Magen Avraham is saying the kedusha. So there are those that want to be mechalek, that he's only talking about the kedusha. The kedusha goes off, and you're allowed to use it for mundane things. But the asiyah l'shem sukkahs doesn't go off. I made it for last sukkah, it's fine. So when it comes around this sukkah, it's once again fine lechatchila. That's what someone say. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. He says you have to be mechanish something. Yeah, and he says what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you made it afilu mitchilas hashan, it's kosher. That means mitchilas hashan, but like after last sukkah, right? Obviously, I mean when mitchilas hashan, we don't mean Aleph Tishrei, because that's no chiddush. That's not even 30 days. Of course, that's kosher. Mitchilas hashan means a year ago. Right? A year ago. So the Mishnah says, yeah, but only, you know, only starting with whatever, Chaf Gimel, whatever the date is exactly. Hoshana Rabbi, I mean, Shmini Atzeres is Chaf Beish, Sukkot is Shmini Chaf Gimel. Chaf Dal, if you made it on Chaf Dalid Sukkot, you're very big Zaris, and the day of Isru Chag, say, have some spare time, I'm going to build my Sukkot for next year. This year I was away for Sukkot, and now it's, I didn't have a Sukkot, I don't want to wait, I'm not a last minute guy, so on, I have some time off. On Isru Chag, after the Chastar, I build a sukkah for next sukkah. So then that's kosher. That's Mitchilas Hashana. You did a L'shem Mitzvah, it's kosher. But if you did it before sukkah, then once it goes through a sukkah, after sukkah, it goes off and it needs to be renewed. That's what the Mishnah passes. Now he brings Legabi the Magen Avram that the Kedusha goes off, that there are those that are Cholik. And they say the Kedusha doesn't go off even afterwards. But he says it should be Machmer, like the, you know, Machmer to treat it. And I'm sorry, and then he says it should be Machmer like those. It should be Machmer like them, that the Kedusha doesn't go off. But still, also Machmer the other way, that it loses its status. So once again, so if you build your Sukkah within 30 days, even if you build a L'shem Tzeil, that's fine. If you build it more than 30 days, but the shein tzeil, you made some shein tzeil, and it works for a sukkah. It's kosher, but lechatchila you have to be mechadish something. If you build it more than 30 days, l'shem mitzvah. So as long as it's within, it's after last sukkahs, it's not before last sukkahs, then it's kosher lechatchila for this sukkah. You don't have to be mechadish anything. If it's before last sukkahs, then you should be mechadish something. That's what comes out. Now, just while we're saying this, it just occurred to me one thing in the mechaber. 55? Right here. How'd that happen? Just one thing in the Mechaber here. When the Mechaber says, "V'masal l'shem chag, afilu mitchilas shana k'sher below chiddush," right? Sounds like if you made it l'shem chag, like you don't have to worry about l'shem tzel. The first thing we talked about, right? We said a quote from Rechazel Abramsky. You should dafke b'chal l'shem tzel, not just l'shem chag. I think they say this from the Brisker of also. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know, that you know it's supposed to be l'shem tzel. L'shem tzel, memela, it's good for a mitzvah, not l'shem mitzvah. No, that's not the point. But the Mechaber says v'shal l'shem chag. So I mean, I guess you could argue that means l'shem chag, meaning like I said before, I did it to create tzel so that I could be mekayem the mitzvah with it. If I just did l'shem chag, let's say God doesn't know anything about it. He doesn't know this first thing about l'shem tzel. He knows that when you do a mitzvah, you do l'shma, l'shem mitzvah. So he says the whole time l'shem sukkas mitzvah, l'shem sukkas mitzvah, and he doesn't even know the din of tzel. Maybe that's not 100%. And the mechav is l'shem chag means the guy who knows the din. He knows halach l'shem. He's doing it l'shem chag, but that means he's building it to create tzel l'shem chag. Okay. So we've accomplished so far the kavan in putting down the sukkah, and who could do it, and when can it be done? Now there's a mitzvah lechatchila, by the way, everybody knows that, right? Right after Yom Kippur. Right after Yom Kippur, one should start his sukkah. Now that night, right? It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah points out, just maybe we'll end this for now, that right at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, the last Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the last line, v'hamedaktikim maschil miyad motzoy Yom Kippur v'asiyas the sukkah k'nei lasis mitzvah mitzvah. Medaktikim, they begin right away. Motzoy Yom Kippur, they start with the sukkah. So then in Tavar Yish Chafei, it says mitzvah l'saken a sukkah miyad l'achi Yom Kippur. The mitzvah b'aliyah al yach mitzena. So Mishmer says, well, why does he repeat this? He already said that by Motzei Yom Kippur. So he's saying, over there it just meant start, you know, it's meant start something at night, start something. But the mitzvah the next day, build the sukkah. The day, Motzei Yom Kippur, build the sukkah. This year it's a Sunday, right? Yom Kippur Shabbos. So, according to the current calendar. So if it's Sunday, so if you can, that's the prime time. Motzei Shabbos, do something on your sukkah. I remember I used to in Chicago, so I used to sometimes at least go out at night and check, okay, we need to do this and this, at least like something, you know, even if it wasn't anything physical to do, but at least I could go into the sink, okay, this is what needs to be done this year. We had the walls up most of the time. It's just, sometimes, not always, but whatever it is. But, so, Matzah Yom Kippur, do something, and then the next day, if possible, construct the whole sukkah.
It's good stuff, it sounds like there's Kiddushah to it. The whole time
we're saying, it's a mitzvah. Definitely a mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. Hold it here.
Yeah.